بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were speaking about correcting the mindset and how important it is for a person to have the right mindset. If you take a concept like success, what is success and how can a person determine whether he is successful? Most people feel to themselves that success lies in materialistic gain. So the person who has got more materialistic things, then he is successful. A person has got more wealth, he's got more things of this world. So because he views success to be that, he will do anything and everything to accumulate those materialistic things. Person feels, if I've got a certain vehicle, a certain car, if I can drive this car now, I'm a successful person. But the reality is that even the psychologist will tell you that ultimately materialistic things bring about more dissatisfaction and more unhappiness, because his whole mind is in that vehicle, and eventually he gets it, and after a little while he realizes that there's no success in this vehicle. There's no happiness. It's not changed my life in any way. I thought this will make me happy. It will bring me some peace of mind. And that is why you will find that there are so many celebrities in this world who seem to be living the happiest lives, but ultimately they end up taking their own lives. They end up committing suicide, because there is a feeling of unhappiness within them. Whatever they have got, all the materialistic things, all the outward entertainment, the glitter and glamour which the world sees, in reality, this is just all a very good show and a forefront that they are putting as a deception. They thinking to themselves, they deceiving themselves that we are getting happiness or we are getting success. So the reality is that success does not lie in materialistic things. Comfort, happiness, satisfaction. Throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala explains to us that success lies in iman, it lies in good a'mal, it lies in obedience to the commands of Allah, and it lies in taqwa. So everything that Allah Ta'ala has commanded, whether you understand it, whether you don't understand it, whether it appeals to you, whether it doesn't appeal to you, you make an effort to bring that in your life. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought this teaching. There's only goodness in this. Allah ta'ala will not command you to do something for no reason. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not prohibit you from something for no reason. If he has prohibited this and he has said that don't do this, or stay away from this, it means that this is bad, it's evil. It's going to bring about negative consequences in this world and the year after. You just take Surah Al-Baqarah itself. Ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah mentions that in Surah Al-Baqarah, there are 1,000 commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different aspects of life, different facets of life, different ibadat, 1,000 commands of Allah. And then he says in that same surah, there are also 1,000 prohibitions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from 1,000 things. So now a successful man is the one who keeps his gaze on the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the teachings of the Quran, and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? What must I do? What must I not do? What are the do's? What are the don'ts? Anything in your life, whether it's your business, you're running your business now, there's certain things I must do. Inshallah, if I do those things, that will enhance the barakah, the blessings of this business. It will bring about goodness. And there's certain things that I need to stay away from. Now I need to stay away from that, I need to stay away. Whatever it is, whether I understand it, whether I don't understand it, let me work towards staying away from it. Even if for some reason I've got a weakness within me, at least I realize that this is my weakness, but I have to work on rectifying and correcting myself. The last thing you ever do is to try to justify and to try to legitimize things. Because we all understand the reality of something is the reality. If something is harmful for you, let's say this is poison now. Now you know poison is harmful for you. So if you're going to sugarcoat that poison and you're going to give it another name, it's not going to change anything. You're just fooling yourself, you're deceiving yourself. And we are going through that time now where people, to appease themselves, they'll try to change the name and they'll try to justify something. But that's not going to make any difference. That is something harmful for you. It is something negative. Whatever name you're going to call it, whatever explanation you're going to give, is not going to change the reality. So this is success. Success lies in good amal, in good deeds. Person needs to focus and look into his life. Now, what is missing in my life? What am I not doing? One day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked the Sahaba, Man asbaha minkum al-yawma sa'iman? Which Sahabi woke up today with roza? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala replied, Ana. Now, you know, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an, according to the consensus of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is the greatest man to walk the surface of this earth after Anbiya. After Anbiya, the most virtuous person is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq did not just become Hazrat Abu Bakr because of his family name. He did not become Abu Bakr because of his language or because of the color of his skin, but because of the qualities that he had within him, the sifat, because of his amal, because of his actions. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who woke up with roza? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's grace. He would have not mentioned it, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man tabi'a minkum al-yawma janaza? Who followed a janaza today? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I followed the janaza. Unfortunately, because we don't know the benefits of things, then we leave it out. We don't do it. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, Man at'ama minkum al-yawma miskina? Today, who fed a miskin? You found a destitute, you found a poor person, you went and gave him food. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I did it. All one day now. Man ada minkum al-yawma marido? Fourth question Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who visited a sick person today? Ibadat is not only tahajjud, it's not only hajj and umrah. All this is ibadat too. Unfortunately, we have confined, you know, the meaning of ibadat to certain things now. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I visited a sick person today. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned all these qualities being found in one man on one day is a sign that this is a Jannati. This man is a Jannati. He will go to Jannat. Because one day he did all these good deeds. It's not that, you know, he did only one thing and he didn't do the other. So this is the good qualities and the good deeds that we need to focus on. This is the success of your life. This is going to bring goodness to you. Remember, you're wasting your time with that cell phone. You're wasting your time with that social media. You're going to achieve nothing. That's the reality of it. We need to move away from all these things now and focus on things that we need to do. And then see how much of time you got in your life. Some people, they weren't making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Or they very little bit, like, you know, hafiz or something, man reading quarter para. As soon as he distanced himself from that cell phone, immediately, now the man is reading 4 or 5 paras, comfortably, easily. Where the time came from? You don't realize how this thing is taking your time away. Now you don't have time for anything. Sometimes you don't even have time for your own family. Now you don't even have time to fulfill your own responsibilities. You can't give your children quality time. There's no time for moral training. You can't now pass on lessons to your children. Why are you so busy with this? You're not realizing this thing is consuming you. It's consuming your energy. It's consuming your time. So we're speaking about amal and good deeds. In the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu an, he was known as Aminu Hadihi al-Ummah. You know, the very, very trustworthy person of this ummah. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu an used to dig graves. He used to dig qabrs. Now, people won't attend janazas, let alone attend janazas. If person attends a janazah also, Go to the Qabristan and see how many people are even willing to take the spade in their hand and throw sand. The bulk of the people all stand one side with their hands on their sides. Why? Because I mustn't mess my hands, I mustn't mess my clothes. We don't know the rewards. We don't know the sawab. Imagine that person every time is going. All that sawab, all that rewards, on the day of Qiyamah, how rich this man is going to be. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anh used to dig graves. Dig grave. We're not talking about filling the grave. Digging the grave. Why? Because he knew the fazilat, he knew the virtue of it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that that person who digs a grave, it's as though he has given a house to that person who is buried in that grave till the day of Qiyamah. Imagine now to give someone a house. How many people can go and buy one house and give it to someone? Most people can't even afford the house for themselves. But here you're giving the house by you digging that grave and preparing that grave for that man. It's as though you're giving him a house, not for 60, 70 years. Till the day of Qiyamah, he's going to be staying there. What a great reward. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu said, I cannot lose out on this reward. So if you look in the lives of Sahaba, you find they focus on good a'mal. And let us focus on this. And let us understand from the bottom of our hearts that our success lies in this. Like how we can make an effort to make money. Like how we can make an effort for materialistic things. Let us make a greater effort, or at least an equal amount of effort, when it comes to doing good a'mal, coming onto deen, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is our eternal success in this world and the year after. May Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.